New Practical English Course, Book 1. Unit 1. On Campus.
Campus Life. 2. I'm homesick. Lucy feels homesick during the first 2 weeks at college. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks.
How are you getting on with college life, Lucy?
I frequently feel very lonely. Before I came, I was really excited. I dreamed of living on my own. But now that I'm totally on my own, I feel homesick.
Yeah, I miss my parents so much, especially at weekends.
Oh, well, it's hard to start a new life.
But that's the way college life is. Don't worry too much. We'll get used to it.
I'm sure we will.
How are you getting on with college life, Lucy?
I frequently feel very lonely. Before I came, I was really excited. I dreamed of living on my own. But now that I'm totally on my own, I feel homesick.
Yeah, I miss my parents so much, especially at weekends.
Oh, well, it's hard to start a new life.
But that's the way college life is. Don't worry too much. We'll get used to it.
I'm sure we will.
3. The school club is fun.
Matt and Black are considering joining a school club. Listen to the tape or CD. Tick if the information is right. If the information is wrong, underline the part that is wrong and correct it in the blank. Hi, Brian. Fancy meeting you here.
Me too. What are you doing here, Matt?
Oh, just looking at these club notices. I'm thinking of joining one. Hey, why don't we join the same club? How about the guitar club?
How about the literary club?
You must be kidding. It's not for me.
I've made up my mind to join the literary club because I like reading and writing.
It's the right place for you. I hope to read an article of yours in our college paper.
I'll try my best and certainly enter my name. The school club is fun.
Matt and Black are considering joining a school club. Listen to the tape or CD. Tick if the information is right. If the information is wrong, underline the part that is wrong and correct it in the blank. Hi, Brian. Fancy meeting you here.
Me too. What are you doing here, Matt?
Oh, just looking at these club notices. I'm thinking of joining one. Hey, why don't we join the same club? How about the guitar club?
How about the literary club?
You must be kidding. It's not for me.
I've made up my mind to join the literary club because I like reading and writing.
It's the right place for you. I hope to read an article of yours in our college paper.
I'll try my best and certainly enter my name.
5. What should you do in college? Read the passage and do the exercises. Beginning college is exciting. New ideas to explore, new challenges to be met, and many decisions to be made. Your future begins from here. However, you will find college life is different from your previous school environment. Many of us can be easily overwhelmed by the details of running a well-balanced life. The following you may find of use about life on campus. 1. Get out of the library. You can have a degree and a huge GPA and not be ready for the workplace. A student should plan that college is 4 years of experience rather than 120 credits. 2. Get involved on campus. When it comes to career success, emotional intelligence, social skills to read and lead others gets you farther than knowledge or job competence. 3. Play a sport. People who play sports earn more money than couch potatoes, and women executives who played sports attribute much of their career success to their athletic experience. You don't need to be great at sports. You just need to be part of a team. 4. Separate your expectations from those of your parents. Otherwise, you wake up and realize you're not living your own life. 5. Try new things that you're not good at. Ditch the superstar mentality that if you don't reach the top, become president, or get an A+, then the efforts were worthless. It's important to learn to enjoy things without getting recognition. 6. Define success for yourself. Society defines success very narrowly. Rather than defining success as financial gain or accolades, define it in terms of individual interests and personal happiness. 7. Make your job search a priority. Jobs do not fall in your lap. You have to chase them, especially a good one. It's a job to look for a job. Use spreadsheets to track your progress and plan early. 8. Take a course in happiness. Happiness study is revolutionizing how we think of psychology, economics, and sociology. Preview: learn to be more optimistic. 9. Develop a strong sense of self by hating colleges that reject you. Happy people have a more durable sense of self and aren't buffeted by outside events. When bad things happen, don't take it personally. This is how the most successful business people bounce back quickly from setbacks. 10. Work your way through college. Getting yourselves involved in student organizations counts, and so does selling goods in a supermarket or sweeping floors in a chemistry building. Each experience you have can grow into something bigger. It will be a great bullet on the resume for a junior in a college.
7. Read me. Stress and intonation. Listen to 5 ways Saturday's read and then match them with their interpretations.
1. Saturday.
2. Saturday.
3. Saturday.
4. Saturday.
5. Saturday.
Campus study. 2. Taking a course. A student, Nancy, is talking with Professor Brown about selecting his geography course. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks.
Professor Brown, could I take your geography course next term?
Aren't you a bit young? I've only allowed qualified seniors to take the course.
I know. Last term I took Professor Berman's course.
How was your mark in his course?
I got a B. But to tell you the truth, I would have got an A if I had worked harder.
Well, I'll speak to Professor Berman. If he thinks you're ready, I'll accept you.
Thank you, Professor Brown. That is really very nice of you. Professor Brown, could I take your geography course next term?
Aren't you a bit young? I've only allowed qualified seniors to take the course.
I know. Last term I took Professor Berman's course.
How was your mark in his course?
I got a B. But to tell you the truth, I would have got an A if I had worked harder.
Well, I'll speak to Professor Berman. If he thinks you're ready, I'll accept you.
Thank you, Professor Brown. That is really very nice of you.
3. In the library. A librarian is helping a female student to find the book she wants. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm a bit confused. I want to read the book The Modern Age, but I can't find it.
Let me see. Oh, yes, your professor has placed this book on reserve.
What do you mean by on reserve?
When a book is on reserve, a student should go to the reserve room. All students can have the opportunity to read the book for a few days.
Okay, thank you. I understand now.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm a bit confused. I want to read the book The Modern Age, but I can't find it.
Let me see. Oh, yes, your professor has placed this book on reserve.
What do you mean by on reserve?
When a book is on reserve, a student should go to the reserve room. All students can have the opportunity to read the book for a few days.
Okay, thank you. I understand now.
5. So much to learn. Read the passage and do the exercises. It was the last day of final examination in a large Eastern university. On the steps of one building, a group of engineering seniors huddled, talking about the exam due to begin in a few minutes. On their faces was confidence. This was their last exam, then on to commencement and jobs. Some talked of jobs they already had, others of jobs they would get. With all this assurance of 4 years of college, they felt ready and able to conquer the world. The approaching exam, they knew, would be a snap. The professor had said they could bring any books or notes they wanted, requesting only that they did not talk to each other during the test. Jubilantly, they filed into the classroom. The professor passed out the papers, and smiles broadened as the students noted there were only 5 essay-type questions. 3 hours passed. Then the professor began to collect the papers. The students no longer looked confident. On their faces was a frightened expression. No one spoke as the professor faced the class with the papers in his hand. He surveyed the worried faces before him, then asked, "How many completed all 5 questions?" Not a hand was raised. "How many answered 4? Still no hands. 3? 2? The students shifted restlessly in their seats. "1 then. Certainly somebody finished 1. But the class remained silent. The professor put down the papers. "That is exactly what I expected," he said. "I just want to impress upon you that, even though you have completed 4 years of engineering, there are still many things about the subject you don't know. These questions you could not answer are relatively common in everyday practice." Then, smiling, he added, "You will all pass this course, but remember, even though you are now college graduates, your education has just begun." The years have obscured the name of this professor, but not the lesson he taught.
Vocabulary. New words.
Dormitory.
Wardrobe.
Furniture.
Lamp.
Bunk.
Bookshelf.
Frequently.
Homesick.
Club.
Fancy.
Guitar.
Literary.
Aerobics.
Previous.
Overwhelm.
Degree.
Credit.
Involve.
Career.
Emotional.
Intelligence.
Competence.
Executive.
Attribute.
Ditch.
Recognition.
Accolade.
Priority.
Psychology.
Optimistic.
Buffet.
Questionnaire.
Addicted.
Backache.
Appetite.
Skip.
Geography.
Course.
Allow.
Qualified.
Senior.
Librarian.
Confused.
Reserve.
Opportunity.
Survey.
Prefer.
Purpose.
Increase.
Experience.
Culture.
Huddle.
Do.
Commencement.
Assurance.
Jubilantly.
File.
Confident.
Shift.
Impress.
Relatively.
Obscure.
Proper nouns.
Matt.
Brian.
The guitar club.
The literary club.
Nancy.
Brown.
Berman.
the modern age.